Why wound management and care is a critical part of recovery. Wound management is an essential part of wound recovery. Without proactive wound management, the risk of infection and further complications increases. Wound management ensures that the wound is healing properly and prioritizes well-being. Effective and proper wound care is essential in every care setting. At Leaf Complex Care, we understand the importance of wound management, and our expert support workers take a compassionate approach to wound recovery, helping you on your healing journey in the comfort of your own home. What is wound management? A wound is a break in the skin that can happen to anyone at any time. If a wound is not appropriately managed, it can cause infection and pain. Wound assessment and management are essential to recovery to prevent further complications. Effective wound management requires an assessment and collaborative approach between teams. Positive outcomes of wound management are possible if the multidisciplinary team members have the knowledge, skills and resources to assess a wound properly. Individuals should be supported to ensure that no further complications arise and that their healing is prioritized. There are various types of wounds, and not all wounds require wound management. However, examples of wounds that may benefit from specialized wound management are post-surgery wounds, pressure sores, skin ulcers, burns, cuts, bites. Meaning of wound care. Wound care is an important part of healthcare services that improve the healing process of a wound. Wound care can take time and requires patience and constant care from healthcare professionals. For wound care to be effective, several vital actions must be addressed. Identifying the factors contributing to the wound, extrinsic, local, or intrinsic, systemic, factors. Knowing an individual's medical history and conducting a physical assessment, applying appropriate wound care techniques, such as choosing suitable dressings and treatment, assessing and monitoring the healing progress. The wound care plan must be adjusted if there are no visible improvements. Below, we discuss the 7 steps of wound care that ensure wounds are safely looked after and healing. 7 steps of wound care. Wounds should always be assessed and monitored by healthcare teams for possible complications. Minor wounds can be treated at home, while more substantial wounds need to be assessed by healthcare professionals. By treating wounds immediately, you can improve your rate of recovery. The 7 steps of wound care explain the steps of effectively treating wounds. Wash hands. Any wound must be prevented from infection. Therefore, the first step for those assessing the wound is to wash their hands, even if they appear clean. Before doing anything to a wound, the hands must be washed thoroughly under water for at least 20 seconds. Using soap to remove germs and bacteria that may cause infection in a wound is vital. Applying hand sanitizer afterwards is recommended. Stop the bleeding. The next step in wound care is to stop bleeding from the wound. This requires applying pressure to the wound, which allows the blood to clot. A clean cloth or bandage should be used to avoid infection. It's recommended to raise the wound area above the heart. This reduces blood flow and prevents blood from rushing to the wound site, which will help stop the bleeding. Clean the wound. Once the bleeding stops, the next step is to clean the wound with running water for at least 5 minutes. Using soap around the wound but not inside the wound. The purpose of cleaning is to create an environment for wound healing. Dry the wound with a clean cloth. If there is debris within the wound, it's important to seek medical advice to prevent infection of the wound. Apply antibacterial ointment. If the wound is minor, applying antibacterial ointment to prevent an infection is recommended. This action prevents the growth of bacteria that may lead to an infection. If the wound is not minor, medical professionals should take care of this step. Protect the wound. The next step of wound care is to cover the wound with a sterile dressing and secure it with a plaster or medical dressing. The dressing should be tight enough over the wound so it doesn't slip off. This step aims to protect the skin from outside factors and infections. Change the dressing. The dressing should be changed at least once a day. Before that action, one must wash hands ahead of time, clean the wound carefully, and secure the sterile bandage in place. During this step of the healing process, an individual must evaluate the wound and consult with a doctor if there are signs that the wound healing is delayed. Observe symptoms. There are certain signs of infection during wound healing that an individual must evaluate and look out for. Signs of infection include redness, severe pain, swelling, unusual odor, sores, blisters, fever, thick and yellowish discharge, darkening of the skin around the wound. If you notice these signs, consult your GP. Why is wound care a critical part of recovery? Wound care plays a vital role in individuals' physical and emotional recovery. When the wound is appropriately treated, the healing process can begin. If wounds are not treated appropriately, it can cause major infections and worsen the wound. Wound care is necessary because it improves the health and well-being of an individual. It prevents infections, speeds up recovery, and results in less severe scars. The importance of effective wound care. Effective wound care is important since it encourages faster healing, better recovery, and protects the wound. Without effective wound care, wounds can develop into chronic wounds, which causes further complications and pain. Wound care should always address the individual's needs, and treatment should be designed to address those needs while promoting healing as quickly and thoroughly as possible. Effective wound care also includes good communication and proper education. Medical professionals empower individuals and their families with a sustainable, self-sufficient care routine they can follow. Importance of frequent wound dressing. Correct and frequent wound dressing will reduce infection and contamination. Wounds should be monitored frequently to assess healing and wound management goals. You should contact your local GP, who will advise you on how frequently you should change your wound dressing, as each wound is different. Our teams at Leaf Complex Care are experts in wound management and can help individuals on their recovery journey by providing proactive and compassionate support. Wound management goals. The goals of wound management contribute to understanding the different stages of wound healing. As each wound is different, the wound management goals of each wound will follow a different structure. With that said, there are some key factors within wound management. 1. Prevent bleeding. 2. Clean debris and prevent infection. 3. Protect the wound. 4. Promote tissue. 5. Protect new epithelial tissue and monitor the area. Healthcare professionals and GPs should always be consulted when wounds are substantial, painful, or if you have any concerns. Wound management at your home. At Leaf Complex Care, we understand the importance of wound recovery. Our team of support workers are experts in wound management and provide proactive wound management in the comfort of your own home. Our care plans are always tailored to each individual we serve and their unique health needs, aspirations, and preferences. We promote independence, and our compassionate team are committed to your recovery. If you or your loved one need more information regarding our wound care services, contact our offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Somerset, and the Midlands. Or email us now to book a meeting. Read more about other topics. Blog: What is the role of a mental health worker? The primary role of mental health workers is to contribute to their patient's overall well-being and mental health. Their varying role depends on the patient's needs, and as they provide. Read more. Blog: 10 Reasons to Work in Social Care. Choosing to work in social care is one of the most fulfilling careers in human life. It can be emotionally draining, especially when dealing with abuse emergencies. However, the joy. Read more. Blog: Is Down syndrome a learning disability? Down syndrome isn't a learning disability in itself, and people born with Down syndrome do have a whole range of abilities and talents. Children with Down syndrome will be able to read more.